All right, what's up, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy here. And yesterday in the video and in the podcast, we kind of talked about meditation. I kind of said how I went on that like meditation retreat type thing. And so what I want to do today is kind of show you the potential that meditation has, not only on that gradual buildup process that I gave you yesterday, that two-step process, but kind of like what should be going on in your mind during that, okay? Because I just want to build off of yesterday's, and I kind of want to make this a series where tomorrow I'm also going to do a video that explains like even more in depth, if that makes sense. So you'll understand that a little bit more later. So yesterday we kind of talked about just getting started, just getting into it, because I'm sure each and every one of you either watching this video or listening to this podcast right now, okay, you've tried meditating and you kind of feel stuck a lot of the times. You might look up on YouTube, you know, right here if you're watching it on YouTube, like how to meditate, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of like the cookie cutter stuff, you know, they're going to give you really good information. They're going to give you like simple information. But then when you're kind of trying to take it to heart and do it in the moment, a couple problems arise and pop up. And so those are what I really want to get into right now on a much more in-depth level. So yesterday, the two challenges I gave you was, you know, going through meditation as more gradual process so that you'll actually stick with it, because the first couple of days, first couple of weeks even, it's going to suck, right? Because you're not used to having absolute no, outside distractions, outside things that are actually stimulating your brain, right? Because when we're meditating, we want to be completely, basically thoughtless and completely present, right? And so there, just by me saying you want to be completely thoughtless is one of the places where a lot of people get mixed up, okay? And they get confused when they're meditating, right? Because somebody with no kind of knowledge on, you know, the process, right? The right way to go about it, you're going to go in and you're going to hear, okay, Parker just said, be thoughtless, okay? Try not to have any thoughts. And then you're going to close your eyes, you're going to start meditating, right? And then these thoughts are just going to start popping up, okay? Just random things that are throughout your day. Maybe it's like, man, I need to take out my laundry right now. I need to go take out my laundry. I haven't called my friend in a minute. Or like just whatever random thing that pops up in your mind. It can just be like a TV show that you watched last night, okay? So there's thoughts that are going to pop up, especially right when you begin. And then you're going to hear me or anybody else that you've heard be like, yo, Parker was just like, you can't have any thoughts, right? So man, thought, get out of my head while I'm meditating. And that is the absolute worst thing that you can possibly do. Okay, have you ever heard the phrase, what you resist persists? Okay, because it's very true, and it's very true within meditation. Okay, usually in our everyday life, okay, the things that we really don't want to happen, the things that we always like push away from us and we resist, okay, those things continue to persist themselves, and it's just one of the natural laws of the universe, okay? So the same exact thing is true for meditation, okay? And that is when you're meditating, especially when you're just starting out, you are definitely going to get these unwanted thoughts come up, okay? And if you listen to everybody out there who's like, you don't want thoughts to come up, just be present, you're gonna get this wrong, and it's gonna be very hard for you, and it's gonna be hard for you to stick with it, okay? So listen to me very carefully when I say this, okay? It's okay to have thoughts pop up while you're meditating, okay? It is okay for that to happen, because what we need to do is we need to accept that these thoughts are coming up, okay? We don't wanna judge them in any way, like any thought that's happening, okay? We don't wanna judge them. We don't wanna critique them. We don't wanna say, no, no, go away. I don't want you here. That's not what you wanna do, okay? What you wanna do, especially when you're just starting out, is you wanna see the thoughts come in, okay? Feel them, embrace them, and let them run their natural course, okay? You need to accept that the thoughts are here and just say, okay, you know, I'm having a thought right now. I know I'm not supposed to. I know I'm trying to be like present. I know I'm trying to meditate right now, but you know what? It's okay. I'm going to accept this thought and I'm just going to let it run its natural course and go out of my mind, right? And so it's kind of a funny concept. It's kind of like a catch-22 type of deal where it's like, okay, I think that I need to have no thoughts, but in reality, right, it's better to embrace them so that they run their natural course and they are gone from us, okay? And this is a lot what I talk about within the subconscious release as well, because the things that we have that have been repressed, like the negative experiences that we've gone through, they're repressed. And when you start doing these subconscious releases that I'm talking about, and I'm gonna get to that very, very soon. Actually, I might get to it tomorrow, because I'm actually gonna give you guys one of my subconscious releases that I talk about all the time. So make sure that you guys stay tuned for that. So what usually happens during that, or like during meditation, right, is you'll start to try to go into it and you try to basically embrace a lot of these past unique triggers that have happened to you. And your brain, it's always trying to protect you, right? Your brain never wants you to feel uncomfortable. So it's gonna try to basically block you from feeling these emotions. It's gonna repress it. It's gonna be like, no, I don't want, this painful thing happened to me when I was a child. I wasn't developed enough to fully understand it and to fully embrace it, right? I might have repressed it, it might have been too painful. No, don't come up. I don't want you to come up. I don't want it to run its natural course. It's gonna be painful, but okay, it's that catch 22. That's what's really gonna help you release this kind of stuff, this dark force holding you back. And the same exact thing is true for meditation, okay? So once you guys go through basically what I had given you yesterday, where it's gonna be like a 2-week process, guys, okay? It's super important. There's gonna be two types of people that watched and listened to the podcast and the video yesterday, okay? Same as here right now, if you're looking at my face right now, if you're listening to my voice. Okay, there's two types of people that are doing that, okay? One person is just gonna listen. They're gonna be like, you know what, I guess that's kind of cool. That might be kind of cute, right? And they're not gonna do it, and they're just gonna be completely wasting their time on here, okay? And then there's gonna be another person who actually like kind of takes notes on this kind of stuff. Like I hope you guys are kind of like taking notes sometimes when I'm talking, right? They take notes, right? They listen to it, they fully embrace it, and they follow the exact process. And so the results are just absolutely night and day, okay? So it's like, who are you right now? Are you gonna be wasting your time listening to me? Are you gonna be wasting your time watching this video? Or are you going to actually do the things that's gonna help you? Because like, I can't tell you how awful and like how much I don't like it when people say, you know, I've been listening to your podcast for a while. Like I've been listening to your stuff for a while. I think it's cool. I think I've gotten some good stuff out of it, right? And then I say, okay, cool. Have you started meditating yet? Or I'll talk about other kinds of stuff that you guys know that I talk about. And they'll say, no, not yet. I'm just kind of listening. I'm like, okay, like how long have you been listening for? And then my podcast has been up, guys, for like a year now. And they'll be like, for a year. And I'll be like, man, that's like not what I put it up there for, right? That's not what I'm trying to do this for. So like, start taking action. If you're just listening to this right now, nothing's gonna help you, okay? It's not. And it might sound weird by me saying that, but like, dude, if you're not going to do what I'm saying, like you shouldn't be listening to this type of stuff anyways. It's not gonna help you, okay? It's not gonna help you at all. If anything, it's probably gonna hurt you because it's gonna make you feel bad. It's literally probably gonna make you feel bad even more, like lessen your self-image even more because you're not doing it, right? So like, that's just my personal philosophy, I guess you can call it, okay? So, you know, we kind of said and we mentioned how we want you to go through for the first week, okay, to try meditating. You legit just keep your eyes open. You just want to make your body loose and, not move, right, into a meditative state with your spine straight, right? We talked about the chakras, okay? So if you haven't seen that, listen to that previous podcast or the previous video and you guys can get into that. And then the next week, what we're gonna do, I should have got a candle again. I forgot the candle again. We're gonna get a candle and you're gonna set the candle near your face, near your eye line, okay? And you're gonna just watch the candle flame, okay? And so this is kind of the process of starting to eliminate the thoughts, right? This is to help you out a lot in this gradual process, right? I don't even like want you thinking about what I've said earlier where I was like, okay, just have the thoughts come up, accept them, right? Do that process for the first 2 weeks. For this video and this podcast, I just want to like make it clear of like the hidden benefits that are going to come about and the process of that and get you guys kind of excited for the feelings and the bliss and like the presence that you guys are going to feel once you get into this even more after the second week, right? Because a lot of you watching this right now, like you've never felt what true just absolute presence feels like, right? When you're meditating, you get into that, you know, that mystical zone, right? That if you've been meditating for a while, you kind of know what I'm talking about, okay? Or maybe you've been meditating for a while and you tried it and you've never been able to experience it. So today and tomorrow, these are the videos that I want to kind of explain it a little bit more in depth so that you guys can get some real value out of it and you guys can start to learn a little bit more. So like I mentioned, right, the normal type of meditation that a lot of people do, right, is they'll sit down, okay, they'll do their process. They might, you know, do these weird poses, right, with their mudras and stuff. And you can do that. You can do that if you want. I personally am not into it, but like look it up on your own, right, if it's something that intrigues you. And so I'll just sit down, you know, you'll close your eyes and then you'll try to do that process where you try to have no thoughts, but right, it's not, you don't try to have no thoughts. You accept them if they come through, right? And you don't try to judge them. You just try to let them run their natural course. And then as time moves on, your brain's going to get better and better and better, guys. It's a gradual process to the point where you're able to do it every single time and you're able to get into it and locked in, very quickly. Okay. So, you know, that's that. And, you know, that's a great process. And I followed that process for a while. Okay. I followed that for probably maybe a year straight. I did that every single day for like 15 to 30 minutes. All right. And then after I kind of started getting really a lot more into it, I started to find... Sorry guys, my camera just like totally ran out of battery. But anyways, it's this specific type of meditation, okay? And I'm gonna tell you what it's called tomorrow. So what I want you guys to do is make sure if you are watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on the podcast or whatever, either subscribe or like put notifications on, okay? Because I actually teach this in like a cool program that I've just recently put together, okay? So I don't know how long I'm actually gonna keep this video up for that's gonna be tomorrow, okay? So make sure you have notifications up because you're gonna wanna watch it immediately to make sure that I don't take it down because I'm like really debating whether or not right now, okay? So it's gonna really teach you a new form that I've kind of been developing, not developing at all, just like learning myself, that I've seen kind of like double the results that I've felt within meditation very quickly, and it's actually a lot easier. And so I wanna teach that to you here, and I actually paid money to learn about this type of meditation. If you guys kind of know what I'm talking about, you guys might. And I kind of want to get into that a little bit tomorrow as well, because it's kind of like a big controversy. So if you guys are like into it, if you guys have been liking this little short, it's gonna be like a 3-part meditation series, okay? Make sure that you're subscribed, make sure that you have, you know, the notifications on or whatever so that you can get that video and watch it before I take it down tomorrow, okay guys? It's super important. And then after that, so that's today's what? Today's Friday. So that's going to be Saturday. And then after that on Sunday, I'm actually going to be giving you guys one of my subconscious releases. And it's one of the very, it's like a very beginner one that you can go through just to kind of like feel how it feels for you and see how it looks. And I'm super excited for you guys to go through all of that. So yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope you guys got a lot of questions answered in regards to how to meditate, especially when like the thoughts pop up and being able to just accept them in the moment, let them come up. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world, okay? What you resist, it ends up persisting. So don't resist them, just accept them. And then as you continue to do it more and more, you're gonna get much better. And it's gonna be, you know, meditation is gonna be a practice that you're going to love doing. And it's gonna help you out, not just with your social anxiety, but your everyday life. All right, guys, so stay tuned for tomorrow's video and I will see you guys later.